All right, 8:35 here on WPHM. We want to get the latest on what's happening in Congress right now as they try to find some way to help boost the economy. Joining us right now is our 10th District Congressional Representative, Paul Mitchell. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What a very strange time indeed. I want to get a sense of what it's been like there at the Capitol in the last several days.
Well, I think tense is the best word for it. I am back here awaiting whether we get a vote or not, and also what we vote on. I think we do need to put a package out that will be significant. It'll be one of the largest economic packages ever passed by and put into place by the federal government. So that, you know, we need to get to a point that we have one. Unfortunately, it's bogged down now in the Senate based on some pretty petty and pretty silly partisan issues at this point in time, to be honest with you. Someone has to explain to me, or I guess Nancy Pelosi is engaged from the House, and she's now pushing issues like in order for the airlines to secure support, they have to become carbon neutral by 2025. I suggest that the progressives trying to remake our economy and society ought to wait until after we get beyond the this coronavirus issue. And then they proceed with their desires, but this is not the time for it.
What kind of stimulus plan would you favor at this point? What are you hoping to see? What would gain your vote?
I have two keys, I think. One is that we have to assist people in replacing the income they've lost because they've been put out of work. As you know, there's a lot of people whose income's been impacted, either because they lost their jobs or their hours are reduced. Both by, I think the biggest thing we can do is make sure unemployment compensation is increased. The bottom line, the amount they can get, and the cap is increased so that people get more of their income or almost all their income during this period of time. If they want to do checks to people short term, fine, I guess, but I don't know if that's the best answer. I want to target money on people that had income, were working, and all of a sudden don't. I mean, those people are really badly hurt. The other is dealing with the debt issue. That is, families have car loans, mortgages, all kinds of get forbearance on those, push those off for 6 months. No payments, no interest on them. Push them off for 6 months so that people aren't trying to pay, aren't faced with whether they buy groceries or they have to pay their mortgage or their car loan or all the other things that people have. I guess the third thing is we've got to do something to provide loans for businesses, from small businesses to large businesses. Now, I agree with a variety of folks who push forward that we can't have businesses give compensation increases to executives, do stock buybacks. I absolutely oppose that. They cannot do that and get money from the government. Until the American people get their money back, they can't do. They would be prohibited from doing those things. That's just wrong. Those things make sense to me. A lot of other things that have come along now in the last couple of days. Give you an example, Paul, is they want to increase the tax credit program for renewable energy. Now, again, tell me what that has to do with the current crisis we have with coronavirus and people having lost their jobs and incomes. At some point in time, it just gets silly and we need to move on and get something done here.
Certainly does need to be some kind of emergency action taken. The last major hit that the economy took was the Great Recession, 2008-2009. This seems more severe. It seems more rapid. Will we be able to pull out of this quicker than we did that? Or what's the long-term damage likely to be to our economy?
Well, I think we can pull out of it faster, and the reason I do is that the 2008-2009 downturn was really based on some really bad policy and really bad decisions. We had a lot of bad debt, a lot of bad mortgages, you know about that, and based on some decisions that, in part because the federal government pushed people to do mortgages, but banks do mortgages, and they took advantage of it, some in a real negative way. In this case, we didn't have fundamental weaknesses in our economy. We were humming right along until we literally hit a wall. And I think we'll spring back. I believe there's going to be some small businesses that won't recover from this. What percentage, I don't know. So we won't come back to where we were right away. We will spring back. But I think we're going to take a pullback in our economy, which is incredibly unfortunate. We'll be able to bounce back, but it'll take a little time to get fully recovered. But it won't be as bad as 2008-2009, assuming we do something here. If we do nothing here for another 10 days or so, if this place here in Congress decides to continue to wrestle with stupid ideas to remake our economy and our society while we, when we were trying to do an emergency package, we're going to do damage. we collectively being Congress, and that is just incredible to me.
This nationwide shutdown, and again, some states are taking it further than the national shutdown, Michigan being one of them. We don't know how long this is all going to last. Some people are saying that it's not worth it, the hit that the economy is taking, that we need to get back out and start boosting the economy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I've been pretty open about the fact that I've supported the governor up to yesterday's announcement. I supported the closing of schools, those series of actions she took, and spoke with her a number of times. I spoke with her Saturday afternoon at some length about the concept of a shelter-in-place or a stay-at-home order. I think it's a time for leadership. I think it's a time for us to use the governor's role and across the state to stay, across the nation, and say, here's what we need to do to keep our families safe, to keep people at risk safe, and just do these things for another week, 10 days. If we do that, we significantly impact the spread rate of this virus. Just do that and just reinforce what we are asking people to do. And I was seeing that. I went to a grocery store twice this last week, and people were keeping their distance. They were sanitizing carts. I mean, people were being smart about this issue. Went to Home Depot, and people were standing at a distance. I had people, you know, stop me and stand about 5 feet away and want to ask me questions. That's what we wanted the people to do. It still lived the life. There were people at Home Depot that were buying things to renovate their bathroom, for example. One guy was finishing a bathroom renovation. He said, hey, I've got time at home. We were doing the right things and going the right direction, and that's what we need to do. I think we need to continue this for the current week, look at the numbers at the end of the week, decide whether to do another week of just kind of, hey, we're gonna all just kind of put things in neutral here, and then reassess. This country cannot sustain itself by shutting down for 2 months or whatever number you want to come up with. We can't do that. We're going to have to deal with the health challenges we see. We're getting more material out and hopefully some drug treatment for those that are seriously impacted. But we can't simply decide we're going to shut down for an extended period of time. It will not work.
And yet you look to Italy and other parts of the world that have been devastated by the coronavirus, and you say, you know, is this the right thing to do to avoid becoming the next Italy?
Well, Italy is a good example, too. I mean, they went to a shutdown order, maybe a little delayed in some areas, but it has only moderately, you can't tell. I mean, you're looking at what would have happened other if they hadn't done X, you're just guessing. But it hasn't had the impact that I certainly believe they've had. And their healthcare system is not as good as ours. Now, ours is challenged. It is, and it will continue to be for a bit here. We also don't know what Italy's economic condition will be when they try to kind of phase back up. It concerns me. It truly does. So I think we need to take this on a week-by-week basis, Paul. Look at where we're at after we get data later in the week and see what it looks like and talk with our hospitals and talk with and can we sustain this for how long? Do we have any better ideas on treatment? All those questions on a week-by-week basis. So I think that's the approach we need to take. It's one I'm supporting.
I know that there is quite a bit of distance between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to an economic stimulus package, but what is your sense in terms of being able to overcome that? Do you think that we'll see something in the next day or two? Will it be a matter of weeks? How long is this going to take?
Well, we were the Senate, the House, the Republicans and the Democrats were literally within hours. They had come to an agreement at the committee level on each of these components of the package. You know, from people in the room, it became one that, I'm trying to think of a non-political way to put this, that some progressives in the House in particular saw an opportunity to leverage the economic package to do some things that they think are important, such as I said, the airlines are going to be carbon neutral by 2025, or mandatory same-day voter registration across the nation, federalizing our election, a whole series of things, and making all the elections managed by the federal government, essentially. Those are the those things suddenly began to crop up in the hours leading up to the vote. Up to that point in time, they were in reasonable shape to proceed. Those items, while they may firmly believe there need to be done, I can accept that's their belief, they're not appropriate in a stimulus package or a package dealing with the coronavirus ABs that people have, including states, and the economy. They're simply not. Frankly, they're holding hostage aid, including aid to states and hospitals, because they want some changes in policy and that have nothing to do with coronavirus. We're now in hostage taking.
Congressman, what do you say to people in your district that are frankly scared about being able to pay their bills and take care of their families?
Well, we're going to get assistance out to folks. We're going to help people replace the income they lost. We're going to push back the debt that they face that will take them down. Those things we're going to do. We're going to give aid to through loans. I don't think we can do grants. I think we do long-term loans, low-interest loans, long-term payback on those loans to businesses so that they can sustain themselves. We're going to do those things. It's just a matter of how much pain and suffering it's going to take to get there. I ask people in the district to be smart, to take care of themselves, reduce their risk of contracting this virus, to stay home to the extent to which they can and not run risk of transferring the virus to others. Be careful of older people and people with health conditions because they're at very high risk. They truly are. Those are the people that are dying for the most part from this, and that's not hyperbole. Those are the people at huge risk. And be smart about going to the grocery store. There's plenty of groceries. There's plenty of stuff. Just don't. Everyone take a deep breath, and it will be fine. Panicking is what will cause that crisis, and there's no need for that. I know it's hard. I deal with it in my family. I've got my son, Mo, is a police officer. He's had symptoms. He's had to be tested. He doesn't have the results yet. My daughter-in-law is the infection port here, and she's a pharmacist. She's been tested as well, and she's a presumptive positive. I understand very well. The challenges people have. I'm 63. I have asthma. I understand. It's not that anyone's immune to it, and we need to just stay calm as we deal with this. We'll get through it if we all understand that.
All right. Congressman, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for taking so much time with me, Paul.
All right. Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.